Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Married Annoyed with me, Rosie Ramsey, and my husband, the idiotic, moronic, can't let me have anything, breaks his ankle a week after I have major surgery and a newborn baby.
10 days. 10 days, nearly 2 weeks.
Christopher Ramsey.
Ah, hello.
Hang on. Arsehole.
Ah.
Christopher Ramsey.
Excuse me, there's a baby in the room and you're swearing. How dare you? Yes, I've broken my ankle. No, I'm not happy about it. Depressed might be the word I've got about it. Mm-hmm. Although I am on my crutches. I can do it with one crutch now today, so I can carry stuff around the house again.
Only this morning.
This is Thursday as we're recording this. Up until now, I have been, which Rosie's found very funny, walking around the house with both crutches with a medium to large size. I can't remember which one. IKEA bag around
horrible.
My neck.
Awful.
So, you know those IKEA bags, the blue ones, guys, how they've got the little handle and then they've got the bigger handle so you can hang it lower? Well, you can get a human head through that one. So I've been
like a horse bag.
Rocking around with that on. Oh, fuck this decade.
Honestly,
fuck this decade.
Fuck your life. Fuck my life.
I hate the 20s.
I hate
the 20s so much. I hate the 20s so much it hurts.
But
fuck it.
You know what?
What?
This is our 100th episode.
100 episodes. A century of podcast shenanigans.
Exactly. So we wanted to come on and address it properly and say hello to you all. Hope you're okay. Yeah, we are on maternity leave. I am really excited to be back chatting here. It feels really nice.
It feels quite nice. It does feel quite nice. Yeah, we've got Rafe literally, he's lying in his little Moses basket right next to me now, looking up, thinking, what are you doing? Dude, this is a job, believe
it
or not.
Oh, shit, yeah. Guys, we've had a kid.
Oh, shit, yeah, we've got a kid as well. It's all me.
It is all you.
It is all
funny
me,
that,
me.
Isn't it?
Yeah,
you're selfish little prick.
You're annoyed
I'm
now,
so
aren't
annoyed.
You? You're annoyed
I'm
about
so annoyed.
Hello Magazine just posted a thing about me and Rafe, and you're annoyed about that as well, aren't you?
I'm not annoyed about it.
Yeah, well, you're blooming seething, man.
What do you mean? Because they said, like, people were swooning over
people
you with
swooning
Rafe.
Over. Well, you used Weird Crush again, which I'm getting proper sick of that. Like.
That's your new thing, though. You are people's Weird Crush.
I don't know why am I Weird Crush? Why?
Because you're ugly as fuck.
Wow.
The baby.
Yeah.
I'm only joking.
He does look a bit offended, to be fair. But yeah, guys, thank you for all the lovely positive messages and all of the lovely comments about little Rafe. He's awesome. Robin loves him.
Oh, yes.
It's mint.
It's the only thing getting us through at the minute.
Yeah.
He's brought so much sunshine to our life. Like, I'm just gushing. Gushing over with two little amazing boys.
I mean, you're gushing figuratively and literally out of your tits.
Oh, constantly.
Constantly gushing. Constantly gushing.
You love it when I come up to you out the bath.
Don't love
and
it.
And squeeze
don't
me boob
it.
And a bit
right,
of milk
right, so
comes
guys,
out.
Rosie came up to us earlier on. She walked up, she went, because I had to get my dad to go to the shop to get us some milk because we can't leave the house because we're both bedridden. Well, like, absolute
so,
invalids.
So pathetic.
So my dad went, first of all, shout out to my dad. He got everything on that list. There was green beans, there was cheese strings, there was 50-50
bread. Mr. Never been to the shop before.
He got
you
everything
did well.
On the list.
I'm not congratulating, that's a bit...
No,
no
I am.
I'm sorry.
Although, to be fair,
he's
he did come in.
He's a 60-odd-year-old man.
Yeah, but he did come in and tell me that he was standing in Sainsbury's and he was in front of what he said was a really small selection of bread and he got the guy over and said, why have you not got much bread? And he was in front of the fucking wheat-free stuff. Oh, and the guy was like, you know, the main bread's like down there. There's like two walls of it, mate.
What a life. He was so, like, I don't come to the shops very often.
So you got out of the bath and you were like, oh, we shouldn't have got your dad to get some milk because look. And then you just squeezed your tit at us. And you were like, yeah, you find it weird, don't you? I was like, no, I don't find it weird. I find it normal and natural and lovely that, you know, you're feeding my baby from your body. But getting out of the bath and squeezing your milky cheb in my face.
It's pure white much. Now. It's come in.
Yeah.
Oh, it's come in well good. It's like that. I'm a cow.
The
milk
stuff
me.
You have been bragging about recently is so weird. My mum was around the other day and you opened the fridge and went, and look how much milk I'm making. It's such a weird thing to brag about. And
it's
then
not,
when the
I'm
mid
chuffed.
when the health visitor or the midwife or whoever was here and they said something about a water infection because you've had a cesarean section, they were checking on you and they said, oh, have you had a water infection? And you went, oh, I've had loads of water infections, me. And I was like, fucking really, it's a really weird thing to brag about.
Oh yeah, man. Sometimes I just need something to perk us up. You know? You've got if you can't love yourself, who the hell else is gonna love you?
Hey guys, so this is the 100th episode. Thank you so much for sticking with us through thick and thin through all these times. We hope you're all okay out there. And without further ado, it's time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Really?
Oh, definitely, yeah. This one.
This is going to be the longest episode ever.
Doesn't matter. This sponsor has been waiting a long time, and the time's right. And they've came in, they swooped straight in, they came in with a better offer, and here it is.
Right.
This week's sponsor is... Hey, it could always be worse.
Oh, no, I hate
it
that.
It could always be worse.
No.
Could, though. School shut? Yeah. Had a baby? Yeah. Cesarean? Yeah. Is it bad? It is bad. Bang! Husband broke his ankle, bitch. It could always be worse.
It could always be worse.
It could always be worse. Even when I broke one ankle, I'm going, well, I could have broke both. This morning, I didn't even tell you this, I was hopping to the front door and I went over on my good ankle and I thought, I thought if I do both of them in, this is
it. Well, this is why I'm getting annoyed at you because you keep going up the stairs on your frigging crutches.
Right,
and
yeah.
I'm like, if you fall backwards and break your back, I'll stand on your face.
Rosie.
And when the police come round and they go, oh, why is there a shoe mark on his face, Mrs. Ramsey? I'll say, oh, must have been Robin with one of my shoes.
Shoes.
No, it was me. And yeah. I hope he dies.
Right. The biggest lie is in that you didn't stamp on us with a slipper, that you went and put some actual shoes on. When was the last time you put shoes on? You lazy
weeks.
Bitch.
It's been weeks.
I will climb up and down the stairs in my crutches non-stop because the nurse told us not to. She said it's really dangerous. And it's actually a piece of piss. It's so easy to do. It's easier to go up and down the stairs than it is to go across
it's
flat
It's dangerous
floor.
In case you fall back.
Yeah, but
break
I've mastered it. I've mastered
oh,
it.
I do not
and
trust...
I did it with an IKEA bag on me, short, on me, round my head. Loads of stuff in. Smashing it, mate.
Anyway.
Hey, it could always be worse.
It could. It, annoyingly, it could, but that doesn't help you in the situation.
It could always be worse.
Genuinely, though, everyone, hope yous are okay because we are falling apart. And I don't even feel bad saying that.
Nah.
You know how everyone's like, positivity.
Got none left, mate.
Nah, this is fuck. I am sick as a chip.
Well, you said to me this morning about something about throwing toys out your pram. You're like, you're going to keep throwing your toys out the pram. And I went, I've got no fucking toys left, man. I've got no toys left. And I'm not in a, you know what? I'm not in a pram. I'm in a fucking shopping trolley, naked in the rain.
You're in the kitchen 24/7.
I'm absolutely sick.
We have turned to that point of where we laugh uncontrollably.
Yeah.
Because it's like a coping mechanism.
Well, I'd cry.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I'd cry if I wasn't laughing.
We've cried so much recently.
Loads.
To the point
loads.
Where our parents are like, guys,
yeah,
are you all right? And we're like, no,
yeah.
We're not okay.
My mum is convinced I'm having a breakdown and just fucking, just close. I'm close.
See, look at this. Look at me go to is to laugh.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I know you're having a breakdown.
Rosie, I'd throw myself in front of a bus, but they'd see us hobbling at them. They'd slow down. They'd slow down, honestly.
Don't. I can't laugh because it hurts.
Fucking sick. Sick!
But, listen.
Yeah, I
can you hear
do you know what it is, guys? I'm going to get the mic and then get this. This is what's getting us through. Listen to this.
Oh, hello, baby. Oh.
I mean, that's rude. I don't know what that was.
I think
it was disgusting.
That was it.
Got
might
listeners
be.
Here. We're 100 episodes here. You're trying to ruin it.
Might have been a burp.
Honestly.
I've actually, because you obviously haven't all met Rafe properly yet, he's very cute. He's very gorgeous. He's delicious and he's no bother. You genuinely forget he's there. But I feel like he might be like one of those evil genius
people. Like a Stewie Griffin kind of vibe going
have
on.
A listen to this. This was at like 4 o'clock in the morning two nights ago. Okay.
Jesus.
He's hatching up a plan, him.
That sounds like a creaking door. Sounds like a creaking door in the wind.
Jamie thinks he's like, huh, and then I'll take all the money. Huh, and then I'll steal my dad's PlayStation.
Oh, I'm just looking at him now. No, you wouldn't. You wouldn't, would
very
you?
Very cute.
No, you wouldn't. Oh, do we have a jingle?
Yes, there is a jingle.
Oh, phone, put it on then.
Thank you so much, everybody, for sticking with us for 100 episodes. We absolutely adore you. We will be back kicking and screaming, whinging and laughing hysterically. Not next week, but the week after.
Or shall we do the jingle then do a beef?
I think we've covered with beef.
We'll cover the beef?
Well, basically, beef, my beef... You've got a beef with me?
I've got beef for you.
How... Yeah. You absolutely cannot have a beef with me.
Right.
You broke your ankle,
not on purpose.
Chris.
Not on purpose. Does everyone know how I did it, by the way? Does everyone know this? I'll tell you what my beef with you is. My beef with you is you made me go to that park where I broke my ankle.
I didn't make you run around on the grass like a lunatic, did I?
What am I supposed to do at parks? Stand still.
Yes.
Stand on my phone.
That's what you do?
Oh, no,
what kind of parent are you?
I'm an interactive parent. I was having fun. I was making memories.
Ironically,
I scarred him for life.
I don't think you deserve to have a beef with me.
Okay. Then.
And I think we should crack on. This is the best bits episode. There's loads of best bits coming up. Here's the jingle. Love yous.
Bye.
We had a fight about the jingle. Jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. Jingle. So this is the jingle. Jingle. We hope you like the jingle. Jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle.
Hey, so hello, guys. Thank you for listening. Exciting news this week, isn't it?
Very exciting news.
Very exciting.
Do you want me to tell it?
Yeah, for people who haven't heard yet, go on.
So, I was on my period, and then I managed to finish my period in time for going on holiday, which we are this week.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, are you talking about your news?
Yeah.
All right, yes, sorry.
I mean, I'm happy for you. That's really
you.
Good. Look, you're trying to find something else. You're predictable.
In other news, Christopher is going to be on MasterChef.
Fucking hell.
Strictly Come Dancing.
I'm doing Strictly. I didn't think she'd ruin it for us this early on, but she already has.
Do you know why I'm ruining it a little bit?
Why? Because you're trying to make sure you make us prepared to go out a week one. That's what you're trying to do.
No, there's two reasons.
Right.
Well, one, I mean, you know, I'm enormously jealous because, you know, I love dancing and used to kind of do it for a job for a little while and I'm a lot better at it than you.
Yeah, okay. You are. That's why I need to go on the telly and learn.
Right, well, that's fair enough.
In front of 15 million people a week.
Oh, okay. Well, two, I'm not looking forward to you cheating on us.
Right, well, look, I can't help if the Strictly curse takes effect and I cheat on you. It's just one of them things. Just be happy for us in my new life living with a dancer.
Well, I'm prepared for it.
Yeah.
And we never got a prenup, so it's fine.
Oh, shit.
So I will get the house. I'll still...
Strictly's cancelled.
Get everything.
Strictly's cancelled.
So it's fine. It's all
good. Can we still do the podcast?
Yeah, of course we can.
Yeah.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Did you know that my granddad Jimmy got questioned for the Yorkshire Ripper murders?
No, I did not.
Do you not remember when that bloke, the Macken bloke...
Right. Weir Side Jack.
The Weir Side Jack, yeah. My granddad was from Sunderland, and he got questioned for it.
What?
Because I don't know why they did it, and because he was a Macken, yeah.
That's sorry, because he was a Macken?
Is that true? See, God, am I that? Is that true?
Have your parents lied to you about that?
I don't know. No, I'll ring me Nana. Pass the phone.
Your family's ridiculous, by the way.
Hi, Rosie.
Hi, Nana. It's just me. Nana, dead quickly, this is really random, right? But do you remember, did Granda ever get questioned by the police about the Weir Side Jack, like, Yorkshire Ripper tapes? Did he? What happened? What happened?
Well, they found out it was, like, a Sunderland person who had wrote a letter, so it was, like... saying that he was the Ripper and everything, you know?
Yeah.
So they were going around telling everybody, they were getting thinking of people from Sunderland, from all over the place, interviewing everybody. So they come to our house, and I said, he's not in, he's at work.
He's off murdering.
Come back again, I said, he's at work. So by the time that he says, right, we'll see him, we'll come back. But I didn't realise in this time frame, had shifted to Dean Road. So I had to find what used to be fun for Dean Road.
Did
the
thing?
It was a Sunday morning, Jimmy had been working overtime, and there's only two.
Wow.
That's amazing.
It was hilarious. So he said, we're coming back, he So they came back and he had to write the letter what this prankster had written. And he had to write it out twice.
Oh, wow.
But I had the original, I said to them, I said, you know where we go to Yorkshire? I said, we'll go, we said, Cindy went on the market and we take the, he's had to take the van back for me. He's got a bunch of van up.
They probably had you top of the list.
Wow.
Oh, was me gran and I digging you in the back of the, back of the
night? No, they took him into other room. They wouldn't let me come in.
Wow.
They took him into that room to write the letter.
Love it. Wow. All right. I was just wondering. We're just recording the podcast and we're talking about we were just talking about it and I said I'm sure my granddad was questioned.
Amazing.
So yeah, class. Yeah. Thanks, Nana.
Yes.
Love you.
Another coffee evening laugh about it. See, what, you've nearly put him in gym telling him you're going to Yorkshire.
Class.
That's really slim there, you know.
Love it. All right, well.
Okay, Sarah Morton, Sarah,
love you. Bye.
Bye.
Love you. Bye.
That is fucking amazing.
Yeah.
How are we 88 episodes in and we're still getting content like that from your absolutely nuts
man.
Family?
You've got
no
idea.
Just to paraphrase there, for anyone who can't understand the phone quality or the accent of Bridget there. So basically, to get a background of the story, so when the Yorkshire Ripper was happening, some guy from up here, I think he did a phone recording as well, but he wrote a letter claiming to be the Yorkshire Ripper.
A few of them, yeah.
He wrote letters claiming to be the Yorkshire Ripper, and then did a voice recording as well. So, first of all, I don't know why they were just asking everyone from Sunderland,
weird.
Which seems fucking crazy.
There's a lot of people in Sunderland.
Yeah, crazy, but they must have, narrowed it down or whatever.
Yeah.
So they go to your nana's house and they ask about your granddad Jimmy.
Yeah.
And she basically tells them, oh, no, he's at work.
Yeah.
But before Tommy's at work, goes on, they say, oh, we're going to ask about the Yorkshire Ripper thing. And she's like, we go to Yorkshire all the time.
Yeah.
We've got family in Yorkshire. We've got multiple connections in Yorkshire. I'm sure she mentioned something about a van there as well,
yes.
Which is great.
But not just that.
They
visited the house.
Yeah.
And then they moved.
So they visited, the police said, we'll be back. And then they shifted.
They shifted.
So they literally were like, right, top of the list here, guys. We've got a fella here. He's from Sunderland. His accent matches. We haven't got his handwriting yet. But, he's got connections to Yorkshire. And he's just, we knocked on the door and lads, you'll not believe it, he fucking moved house the next day. We've got the bastard. That's amazing. And he had to handwrite a letter.
Yeah.
He had to write word for word what they'd written. He had to handwrite it twice so they saw that the handwriting. Oh, Rosie, Rosie, hey. Fucking hell. That could have been the greatest Rosie's mystery ever.
I know, shit.
Incredible. See, if you prepared them.
If I prepared and if I had a good enough memory, because I knew there was something, but then...
Wow.
I just thought, was that true? But yeah, Bridget. Oh, there's so many stories, man. Are you kidding us?
Amazing.
Yeah.
Babadoo, 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 bab.
Rosie, I've got a little surprise for you, actually. Because I had, obviously, because I missed a Saturday night, Boris rang us straight after the thing and said, look, Chris, I was so sorry. I knew you missed a Saturday night. I was so sorry to bump you from the schedule.
Yeah.
We'll put you on Friday. So that's on, actually, on Friday night. The semi-final of Little Mix of Search on Friday night, and then the final's on Saturday night this week. As you listen to the podcast, so the date comes out. But anyway, he apologised as he did, we're chatting about the rugby and that. Then he said to me, do I want to give this country an opportunity to get out of the lockdown?
Right.
I attacked that with both hands. I says, yes, I do. So what he did was he sent me a quiz, right?
Right.
Lockdown, the sequel quiz.
Right.
The rules he's set out, 2020 doesn't surprise me anymore. The rules that Boris and them other fellas, he's two velociraptors.
Pinky and the Brain.
You know in Jurassic Park how the one raptor comes from the front, the other two raptors at the side, you didn't even know they were there. That's them two. So him and his little velociraptors, they have given me a 10-question quiz for you. Specifically for you, called Lockdown the Sequel. They're listening now. Rosie, they're in the other room. They're listening now.
Better not be. We're locked down. There shouldn't be in here.
Get out. It's work. They can't do this from home.
Hypocrites.
It's work. Same as the guys currently doing my bathroom. By the way, guys, if you hear any noise, there's people doing my bathroom. Just wish me mum and dad were bathroom fitter so I could see them.
Yeah.
Anyway, they have given me a quiz. This
is
from the government.
Okay.
10 questions. Basically, the way the quiz works is Lockdown 2 is the name of the made up the movie, right? And then the tagline of the movie, right?
Yeah.
is basically, you've got to guess. I say the movie name. This is fucking so convoluted. What I'm doing is I'm trying to think of an example that I haven't written down here, which is really annoying. Okay, so say Jurassic Park, The Lost World, right? So it's Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World.
Yeah.
So if I said to you, Lockdown 2, The Lost Lockdown, you would go, oh, I think that's Jurassic Park 2, The Lost World.
Right.
So you've got 10 of them. You've got 10 movie names that have been changed into lockdown words, lockdown phrases. You've got to get all 10 right, okay? And the country is out of lockdown.
Aww.
And Christmas is safe. But more importantly, Bonfire Night is safe.
Right. This is a lot of pressure to be putting on
me. Listen, in times of struggle and hardship, you know, your normal person has to step up, you know? Mrs. Tuesday morning, you have to...
I'm here.
You have to step
I'm
up.
I'm here. Tuesday morning is a very important day of some
ready?
People's week.
Okay, let's see how you do. Let's
this sounds hard.
It is... You have to get 100%, right? But if you do get one or two wrong... I'm going to be honest with you right now. There is an 11th bonus question that could turn the whole thing around.
Right.
Why not just ask that one straight away? Because it's not good content.
Right, obviously.
It's haphazard. It's just been rushed together. The lads rushed it through. Boris delivered it himself, which I thought was great.
That's nice of him.
Here we go. Question one.
Okay.
What movie is this? What movie sequel is this?
Right, okay. They're all sequels.
Yes,
because
the lockdown is a sequel.
All right, okay.
They're not all twos, though. They're not all the second sequels.
Right.
Some of them are
Carry
the third.
On.
Okay. Question one.
Mm.
Play along, listener. Play along. Lockdown 2, Lockdown with a Vengeance.
Oh.
I can't give you clues.
Right, come on then. Is it, what's his face? Bruce Willis.
Right,
Avenger. No. Die Hard.
Die Hard. Die Hard with a Vengeance.
Get in.
Excellent.
Yes, come
First
on.
One
come
down.
On.
Guys, this is going to be...
Ho, ho, ho.
This is going to be a good bonfire night. We're all going to be shoulder to shoulder.
Come.
Next question.
Yes.
Lockdown 2. The Lockdown Strikes Back.
The Empire Strikes Back.
Boom,
Star Wars. Mother
Fantastic.
Shit in hell.
Come on. Question three.
Yes.
Lockdown 2.
Yeah.
Lockdown and Lockdown's Bogus Journey.
Oh, Bill and Ted.
Ray!
Bill and Ted Adventures.
Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey. That's it. Number three.
Okay. Am I getting these all right?
This is three right. You're doing very, very
Thank
well.
Thank you.
Okay, number four.
Yeah.
Lockdown 2, Return to Lockdown.
Is it Return to Oz?
Whoa!
Wizard of Oz,
you
Return
are doing
Oz?
A lot better than I thought you would.
Thank
this
you.
Is amazing.
Chris, I really like films.
Wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
Okay. Question five.
Yes.
Lockdown 2, Lockdown Family Values.
Parent Trap? No, I wanted to go again. What is it?
Lockdown 2, The Lockdown's Family Values.
The Addams. The Addams Family Values.
Yes!
Is it right? Can I have that?
That is correct. You can have that. I will accept.
Okay, thank
you. I will accept that. Okay.
So
question number six.
I'm enjoying this, Chris.
Question number six. Lockdown 2. I hope you're enjoying playing away at home as wherever you are as well. Question number six. Lockdown 2. The Lockdown Ultimatum.
Oh. This sounds spurious.
Mm-mm. There's people screaming.
The Lockdown Ultimatum. Ultimatum. Is it a Marvel?
No, we watched them recently. I don't think we watched them all, though. I think we kind of tapped out weirdly on the second or third one.
Oh, no. What are films?
Yeah.
Ultimatum. Oh, Chris.
I'll give you a clue.
What?
That little baby inside your stomach.
Yeah.
Soon it's going to be...
Here? Born? Born Identity? Matthew Born?
Matthew Born?
What's his name? The Bourne's? Well, what's it
so
called?
What Matt Damon does normally is, just so everyone knows that he's in the movie, he insists he always keeps his first name. Hey, Matt, thanks for coming to the script reading. So we're so glad to have you on board. So your character's Jason Bourne. Sorry.
Jason.
Sorry, my character's what? Your character's Jason Bourne. Did you not read my contract? All of my characters are called Matthew.
Jason.
Matthew
What's
Born.
It called though?
Born Ultimatum.
The Born Ultimatum. Right.
Okay, I'll give you that.
Good films then.
I'll give you that.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Number seven. Question number seven.
Oh, right. Okay. Oh, nearly there.
Question number seven.
Wait.
Lockdown 2.
Mm-hmm.
The Lockdown as Down Under.
Oh, the Down Under. The. Oh. What's it called?
Lockdown the, 2.
Is it R-E-S-C-U-E, Rescue Aid Society, Head Held High? The Rescuers Down Under.
The Rescuers Down Under.
Better than the first one.
Smashing it. Absolutely smashing it.
Come on. I can smell the Catherine wheels from here.
Smell the Catherine wheels. Think of them Bonfire sparklers. Night. Think of everyone writing their name in sparklers.
Come on, we got this.
Okay, question number 8.
Yeah.
I hope you're enjoying playing along at all.
They're probably turned off.
They probably skipped this. Lockdown 2.
Yeah.
The winter lockdown.
Winter's Tale? No, the winter.
It's people screaming. It's a Marvel.
Captain America?
Yes!
Captain America, is that Winter's Tale? Book? Bucky?
The Winter Soldier, not the Winter's Tale. Jesus. Winter's Tale. Captain America 2, a Winter's Tale.
It was Captain America fucking
putting his tree up in there. Right.
I would watch that.
I probably would watch him.
If he had his arse out.
I was going to say, when he stretches up to put the star on, you'll really see that bun line. Right. Okay.
Yes. Is this the last one?
No, this is question 9 and then number 10.
Right.
The clues stop now.
Right.
The clues stop now. Okay. It's written here in the sort of Boris halfway through. You know how he likes to sort of say, oh, you know, we'll stick to the regional system. We'll not lock down. I've changed
his mind.
He's changed his mind here. So the clues stop now.
Okay.
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 Question 9.
Yeah.
Lockdown 2, lockdowns. Lockdowns.
I mean, saying it again doesn't help. Lockdowns.
Lockdown
2.
So in
lockdowns.
If the first film was called Lockdown, the second one isn't called Lockdown 2, it's just called Lockdowns. So Lockdown and Lockdowns.
Jaws? Nah. I really don't know.
It was Aliens, the sequel to Alien.
Okay.
The sequel to Alien is Aliens. So you've got so
is
far...
It?
Yes.
That is shite.
Very clever, I think, to find. How dare you?
Alien.
I'll walk down the street now to Harton House Road to Ridley Scott's Mars house and I'll tell her you're slagging him off.
Please.
Because he's from here.
Went to school with me, Dad.
Literally lived down the road. Never mentions it. Thanks, Ridley.
he doesn't live down the road anymore.
I think his parents did.
Yeah, I think his parents might. I mean, they might not live here anymore.
But I think he's a lot older. Anyway, look, it doesn't matter, right? Ridley Scott aside, you've got 8 out of 9. Right.
Right.
This next question, you can get it right or not, you still have to go into the bonus round to try and save lockdown.
Okay.
Save Christmas, and more importantly, Bonfire Night.
I would really, Chris, honestly, the way that this year has gone, I would really like to save Bonfire Night.
Wow. Wow.
Honestly.
Guys, do you see what 2020 has done to Rosie Ramsey? The woman who hated Bonfire Night.
I put a pumpkin outside this house this
you
year.
You did put a pumpkin outside
and
this
I
house.
Don't like Halloween at all. I turn off the lights at Halloween. I put a pumpkin outside this year.
I need to shift
year.
That pumpkin, actually. The squirrel's been
it's getting minging. Okay.
Question number 10.
Yeah.
Lockdown.
Oh, which is where Boris lives.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Lockdown. Does he sleep there? Anyway. Lockdown 2, Infinity Lockdown.
Avengers Infinity War.
Congratulations. That's 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
Okay. That's very, very good.
Right.
Okay. Time for the super bonus, get 100% and lockdown to save Christmas, but more importantly, Bonfire Night question.
So if I get this right, I've won everything.
If you get this right, you've won everything.
Okay.
It's possibly the hardest question on any quiz ever.
Would I get an MBE?
Knighthood.
Oh my God.
Knighthood. They're going to change it so that women can get knighthood just for this.
Can women not get knighthood?
Don't think so. I think they get a thing that's similar. But for this, they're going to change it.
Typical.
They're going to change it. Right?
So they should.
Sword,
should have changed it before now.
They're
going
to put it on your left shoulder, your right shoulder. They're going to put that sword all over you.
Yeah.
Like a lip balm. Like they're sanitising you with a sword.
Like Zorro.
Question 11.
Yeah.
Super bonus. Name the film.
Oh, shit. I forgot I had to do anything. Okay.
Lockdown 2.
Yeah.
That's
it. Are you joking? It's just that.
It's the hardest question in the history of quizzes. Lockdown 2.
I think I know what it is.
Come on, then.
Oh, but I probably don't.
Okay. If you get it, this will be literally ridiculous.
Right, okay.
Okay.
Is it Home Alone 2?
It's not.
Oh, shit the bed.
Guys,
what?
Guys, emails to shagmynord@gmail.com. Hate mail for Rosie. She could have saved lockdown. She didn't save lockdown. Shocking.
Sorry.
Shocking. It was Problem Child 2.
Oh, how weird. No, I love that film.
Should have got it. Can't believe you didn't get that.
That's really
Can't
hard.
Can't believe you didn't get that.
Chris.
You've seen that.
You could have changed that. Nobody would have known.
Honestly.
You prick. Sorry, everyone.
Nice try, everyone.
Get back in your house.
As Rosie's brother said yesterday when he came to pick up an oven, enjoy your lockdown. See you in a month.
Really did. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo. It's time for What's Your Beef?
All right, Chris.
Oh.
Hello, Chris.
Oh, God. Is this both of them at the same time? Oh,
Hello, oh. Chris. It's Becky and Belinda.
Oh, God. Hello.
Hello, Chris. Now, we're just getting in touch with you again. I'm really sorry to interrupt the podcast.
Yeah, yeah.
But Barry, we've got some terrible news about Barry.
Oh, God, no. No, seriously, don't.
He's still alive, Chris. He's still alive.
Right? Well, how's that terrible?
No, it's just the cataracts have spread.
The cataracts have spread?
Mm.
From his eyes?
From his eyes.
To somewhere else?
To his arsehole.
I've hurt myself.
It's never been seen before.
Oh.
And so he's at the hospital now, and Channel 5 have been in touch. They want to make a documentary about his arsehole cataracts. Hello, Chris.
Hi.
So we were just wondering if you and Rosie wanted to be part of the documentary.
Right.
We can't offer any money, but it'll be, you know, exposure for the podcast. And you know, Barry will be so, so excited to see Rosie.
Right.
Obviously, you can't actually, like, he won't be able to see you properly.
Right.
But he'll be able to, like, feel you there.
Right, okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not feeling his arse. It's going to be a hard no from me. Listen.
Oh, Chris.
Oh, look, I don't even know you, man.
He's got arsehole cataracts, Chris. You can't be the poor, me Ben. Me Ben.
Right, look.
Me Ben. He's riddled with it, Chris. And they just want a celebrity on it, Chris.
Look, I'll make some calls,
listen,
right?
I'm please,
busy. Look, me and Rose are really busy, but I'll make some calls, right? We'll get someone, right? Do you remember Chico?
Chico time.
Someone like that. I'll get someone of that ilk.
What about your mate Carl?
Hutchinson. Yeah, absolutely. Carl would definitely be free. Oh, no, he's coming on tour with me. No, Carl can't do it.
Right.
No. I don't think you'd like to be second choice either. So, I don't know what to tell you. I'm really sorry. We can't.
Okay, well,
you'll have to ask Rosie when she gets back.
We just wanted to try, okay?
You'll have to ask Rosie when she gets back because she's currently recording her own fucking version of The Clumps.
Listen,
where she plays multiple characters.
She's a very talented actress. I'll tell you that. Right? So, it's bye from me. All right, Chris, it's a bye from me, babe.
Okay, got seamless. Seamless. I'll see yous both later.
Big love.
Bye.
Who was that?
Fuck off! It's getting ridiculous. Two of them. It's like James McAvoy in Split.
I love James McAvoy. What's your beef?
Well done. Well done. Very well done. I did enjoy that very much. Well done. God, you are wasted on this podcast. You know that? Bloody wasted.
Tell me about it.
My beef for you this week. And I think Instagram followers and Twitter followers and some of the smars and dads out there are already familiar with this, but my beef with you this week is on Saturday morning, I think, or was it Sunday? I can't remember. I'm still traumatised. You let our son come upstairs and wake me up with a whistle. So fucking loud. So loud. He just came up with his whistle. You're just sitting down here. God knows what you're doing. In fact, he woke us up with a whistle and then I didn't get out of bed and then I quickly looked at my phone and your top tweet was, I've just let Robin go and wake Chris up with a whistle. I got out of bed and I could hear him like wanting to come back up and I was going to get back into bed after I'd been in the toilet and then I heard him say, where's me cricket bat? And then he came running upstairs with a cricket bat and I was like, I'm up! I don't know what you were going to do, but I'm up! Jesus Christ!
I'm just, you know what it is? Everyone always says these are the days that you'll miss. So I'm just really making sure that they're ingrained in your memory.
Do you know how often he asks to come and wake you up when I get up with him? Like, do you know how often he says, I want to go and wake mammy up? And I go, no, and I barter with him and I let you stay in bed. And you are giving him accessories to come and wake me up.
It was quarter to nine, Chris.
I'd been gigging.
That's bloody, that's lunch. 9:15. Bloody Who do you think you are? Hugh Hefner? Eh? Lounging in your bed?
Hugh Hefner must have got up early. Old people get up early. He must have got up early all the time.
What? Old people get up early?
Of course they do.
What do you mean?
They just get up early, don't they?
Yeah, they do actually.
Go to bed
early. Strange. I know my mum's like that. She's like, been up since 6:30. I'm like, what? Why are you getting up? Just can't help it. Well, I tell you what, when I'm your age, I'll be in bed, mate. Absolutely none of that. Would you not?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. My dad does. Silent. When I speak to my mum's always up. My dad sometimes fucking rolls out of bed at 10 o'clock. He's got life O'Reilly. Doesn't give a shit. Doesn't give a shit.
That's what I'll be like. Honestly. Kids will be coming for Sunday dinner. I'll be like, oh, God, nah.
Balls I didn't get cereal,
it. Didn't
everyone.
Get it until 4. Booyah.
So stop it because it's bullying. What's yours?
He just misses you. My beef with you this week is when you sit on your phone of an evening in bed, right. You leave your mouth open and it's disgusting and all I can smell is your breath and you breathe like a whale. And do you remember the other night I had to go over and close your mouth? Why do you do that? How do you not know that your mouth is open?
Do you know what it was, right? I was sitting there on my phone. And I didn't realize I was doing it. My mouth's obviously gaping open. And
you do it all the time.
Like mouth breathing. Ugh. And like your hand came in and like sort of touched me chin. And I was like, oh, I should probably turn us round for a little kiss. This is lovely. And you just like whacked me jaw and just closed my mouth.
I just can't believe that I'm having to tell my husband to close his mouth. Why? Who breathes through the mouth these days?
As if I'm really like relaxed. I don't know I'm doing it, and I just breathe through my mouth while I'm on my phone, and then you know I'm sternly being told to stop doing
it. But do you know when you're at the dentist's?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not the dentist's. When is it when you can't breathe through your nose very well, and you have to breathe through your mouth?
If you've got a cold.
Well, yeah, that's one time. But then there's times when you're like, I have to breathe through my mouth because I can't breathe through my nose.
Right.
And I find it personally really hard to breathe through my mouth. So the fact that you're just on the regs deciding, relaxing,
I'm not
to breathe
deciding,
in and out. You're
it's
like
just
this.
Happening. I don't know why I do it. I feel very relaxed when it's happening. But then, yeah.
I'm glad you relax. But
I feel
massively
self-conscious after you lean over and just flick me head like a fucking Pez dispenser.
Shut your mouth.
Right, I'll amend this in the future.
Thank you. Babadoo, 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 babadoo. What's your beef with me?
My beef. Again, I've got to say, my beef is a long-standing beef.
Great.
That I've had with
They're
you.
The best ones.
Yeah, long-standing beef. An aged beef, if you will.
Like a carpaccio.
Like a cured beef.
Great.
Yeah.
Beef jerky.
It popped up at the weekend, and it's constant, and I've addressed it numerous times, and you've never fixed it. You have absolutely no fucking clue how to stack a dishwasher.
Oh, piss
it's
off.
It's madness.
Oh, Chris.
No, it's madness. It's craziness, right? But not just that. We've talked about it before, so I'm not going to go deep into that. What I'm talking about is this, right? You and your mum are both terrible at it. It's disgusting. It's like you're throwing them in. I've done it in my stand-up. It's like you're throwing them in from miles away. I tried to teach you and you don't need... I sort of tried to show you a couple of times and you've kind of watched and I've thought, is she actually paying attention? And
no.
I've thought, nah, she's probably not.
No.
And today you solidified it. Just today. I had a different beef until today this happened. You,
what have I done?
Incredibly, you opened the dishwasher.
Mm-hmm.
You cleaned the full dishwasher. You took all the racks out. You cleaned all the crud off the side.
Yeah.
It was amazing. You did all of that. And then you went, oh, I hate stacking this. I don't know how to do it. And I went, I'll stack it for you, darling. I went, hey, as you're here, as you've cleaned it all, you're in a bit of a productive mood. I went, do you want to watch? And I'll show you exactly how to do it. Trying to not be patronising. And I was like, do you want to watch? And I'll show you exactly. Do you remember what you said, Rosie? You said, and I quote, I would rather have a wank with a piece of glass. Genuinely said that in my face this morning. Horrible. I mean, the visual was just... I mean, it's still upsetting us now. I'll be honest with you, thinking of that visual, the calories are flying off. But
something else flying off, and huh? Oh, my God. Do you remember before Christmas?
Oh, bringing up the past.
No. You farted, right?
Ooh.
In the kitchen.
Oh.
I walked away
Yeah.
Because it was disgusting.
Yeah.
You followed me, right, into the darkness of the room that we were in.
Yeah.
And you said to me these words. You said,
I can't remember this.
In this light, you look beautiful. It was pitch black. Do you remember?
Do you remember?
It was there. It was literally there. Yeah. At the sofa in the darkness.
So, yeah.
You held my face in your hands.
Yeah.
And you said, Ian, this light, you look beautiful. It was dark. It was dark. Do you remember?
I do remember now. It wasn't dark.
It was dark, Chris.
There was a little glow.
We turned all the lights off. We were going up to bed.
There was a little glow coming
off. It was dark.
You look lovely in the dark.
It's not a compliment that you want to hear, to be honest. You look lovely in the dark. Holy shit.
No, yeah, I remember. Yeah, I said you look lovely. Is it? Yeah. I don't know what it was. It was just one of them things. I don't know. Just in the little shadows, I could just see the little.
I think it must pain you to tell us I look nice. So you had to choose. You thought, I need to tell her she looks nice, but I can't be doing it when her face is actually like.
Yeah, there's got to be a caveat at the end. Yeah. I don't want you getting too confident.
Really made us just confidence boost that was. Yeah.
I could see you. Fuck you. I could see your face perfectly. There was a lovely glow. It was almost like a candlelight, and you looked beautiful.
It was dark as fuck. So anyway, that's the podcast for anyone. Stay tuned next week for the nearly divorced beefs.
Well, I've got one for you.
Okay, is it podcast friendly?
This is my beef. Yeah, this is podcast friendly. Do you know what it is? It just occurred to us the other day. Mm. And deep down, it's made us really sad. And I think if you really loved us, you would fix this. And because it's New Year, I'd like you to make it your resolution.
Don't make resolutions.
Well, I'd like you to make one.
What's that bullshit?
I'd like you to make one.
Right.
I'd like you to make your resolution.
What?
You have never learned to play pool with me. We've got a pool table that I got years ago. I love pool. I don't like many games, but I like pool. There's a pool table in the other room. You've never even bothered your arse to play pool with
me. Well, I'm sorry.
Ever.
You have never learned how to curl my hair. I love curling my hair.
Right.
I think I look really nice curling my hair.
You've
never learned to do it.
Never learned how to blow dry my little front bit of my fringe.
Well,
so it goes up straight.
You only can pick one, mate.
Pool.
Oh, I don't like pool.
Why haven't you tried?
I find it really boring. I used to play it at college at Martech all the time.
That's worse. Why are you saying that? That's much worse. You played with other people in the past.
Chris, I played it around the boys.
I'm a boy.
I'm married to you. I don't have to spend time.
You know what it is? I'll be honest with you. I was in a pub the other night, right, with the lads, and there was a man. I went to the toilet. And the man, a bloke, just stopped and talked to us. He was like, oh, I've come through for the night with my wife, blah, blah, blah. We're just having a little chat in the toilet. And I saw him later on, and he was just at the pool table. Him and his wife were just walking around. They were just having a little drink, listening to the music. Not playing pool. And I thought, what a lovely life he's got. You got two choices, right? I'm telling you right now.
All right, okay.
PlayStation or pool.
What, I've got to learn one of them? Why? Why do I... Excuse me.
Because I want to spend more time with you doing stuff I like.
No.
Not watching fucking home shows and Shadow and that.
Don't you dare slag off Escape to the Shadow. Don't you dare. Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo.
Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Okay, my beef this week, because you've been home a little bit more often, not gigging as much, right, looking after Robin all the time. I've been getting stuff done because I've got, you know, stuff going on now.
Yeah.
I'm really sick of you constantly asking me where to take our child. Do you know what I mean?
I knew this was coming.
Right? If you have Robin for the day,
yeah,
I don't care where you're going. I don't want to have to tell you where to go. Put his shoes on, put your shoes on, leave, and just go somewhere because I couldn't give a shit. Don't ask us where to go. Don't expect me to tell you where to go. I'm not writing you an itinerary, okay? As long as he's fed and he has a drink and he has a bit of fun, possibly some fresh air as well.
Right.
Okay. You haven't even got anything to say because you know every time you look after Robin, you're like, Rosie. And I just think, oh, here it comes.
Because you know.
Where should we go? Where should I take him? Oh!
Right, that's right. You know what it is? This is laziness on your part and nastiness.
What?
Right, okay. So, picture this. It's not a child. We're not married, right? But you live in Rhodes. You live in Rhodes where you used to work, right? You live in Rhodes, you live in the little area, right? I'm visiting. Hey, Rosie, hey, it's Chris. How are you doing? Haven't seen you for a while. Haven't heard from you. You're like, yeah, of course. How's it going? I go, hey, where's good to go around here? You live here. You know. Oh, I'm not telling you that. What's the fucking point in this? No way.
Sorry, Christopher. I'm not a fucking brochure.
You're not a brochure. You're a parenting manual.
No, I'm not. You've lived here just the same amount of time as me.
You've done stuff with them during the day. I know soft play. I know swimming. Other than that, I don't really know where to go.
Google.
Have they got offices around here?
Shitbag. No, Google. All right?
Honestly, I
National Trust.
The
Parks,
National Trust.
Beach, whatever the beach. There's four beaches that I can think of, right?
Life's a
beach. Take them to all of them. Get a bucket and spade. Stop asking us where to take your child.
I bet you loads of blokes listening do that. I bet you. Or women, but mainly blokes, because we are useless.
Definitely blokes.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, okay. I'm going to park that for a bit, because it's made us a bit stressed.
I might just take him with a tip tomorrow.
He loves the tip.
You're not allowed to get out of the car.
What is it?
I saw a sign, kids aren't allowed to get out of the car with a tip.
It's rubbish. He's tall.
He definitely looks like a kid,
fine.
Though. He's just a 12-year-old bending over.
He's fine. Oh, take him the tip. He loves it.
He does love the tip. Not as much as me. Hey, garden centres and the tip. That's my life now. And I bloody couldn't be happier.
I know.
Sometimes I buy stuff from the garden centre. I just take it straight to the tip and throw it away. I love them that much. I don't really do that.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
My beef with you this week is you did something the other night that was absolutely infuriating. Some might say it was a bit controlling, a bit of gaslighting, which you've accused me of in the past. I was backed into a corner that I couldn't get out
the
of.
Best.
Nah, I was backed into a corner that I couldn't get out of, and there was no way of not being in trouble once you'd set the ball rolling. And it was manipulative, and it was awful, but I did win, so it was great.
What was it?
You were making pasta the other night. You were making our tea because you're lovely, fantastic cook.
Yeah, look after the family, make the tea.
You turned to me and said, can you get me a colander? I said, yes. You said, get the colander out of the Jamie Oliver pan, the big Jamie Oliver pan, right? I said, the big Jamie Oliver pan, and you pointed at the cupboard that has 5 Jamie Oliver pans in and 1 IKEA pan. I said, the Jamie Oliver colander? Which one's that? What do you mean? You went, it's the big one in there. It's the Jamie Oliver colander. Just get it. I said, that's the IKEA colander. You went, oh my God. And I quote, because I wrote it down. And I quote, I can't be bothered to argue with you, Chris. It is the Jamie Oliver colander. Just get it out for us, please. And I thought, I would normally leave that, but that was incredibly rude and arrogant. So this needs to be rectified immediately. I got it out. I looked at it. You went. And I quote, because I wrote it down. Go on then. Have a look on the bottom now to see that it's definitely the Jamie Oliver one. I know I'm right and I can't be bothered to argue with you. I lifted up the pan and the colander. It said IKEA on the bottom. Once I said, that says IKEA, you then said, you're such a dick. And you didn't speak to us for 5 minutes. You fucking maniac. I rest my case.
Oh, I really thought it was the Jamie Oliver one. Wasn't, was
it? You didn't just think it, did you?
No.
You absolutely believed it so much that you were such a dick about it. Mm. Yeah.
Listen, hang on a minute. Right, hang on.
Is that a little bit louder?
Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't mean it.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Me. Yes. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, babadoo. Hello, Chris.
Oh, who's this?
Hello, Chris. It's Barry. You all right, son?
It's actually Barry. You're back.
Barry, hello. I'm just ringing dead quick. Hi. I seen on Twitter, seen that you are doing merchandise.
Yes.
And I'd love a hoodie, please.
Cool. Get on the website.
So if you just send it to me, yeah, Barry Beef,
stop
Beef
there.
Lane, Beef Shields, NE34BFG. Thank you. And I'll expect that. Thank you very much. I'll have an extra, extra small. I'm right. A petite man.
Just go on the website, like everyone else.
Sorry, Chris. I don't know whether you know this, but you're using my name.
Right, it's very common.
The branding.
I'd love you to try and prove that, mate. It's very, very common. Beef. What's your beef? It's
just thought. Might get like free.
Do you know your
one?
Surname is like a meat, the name of a meat that is widely sold everywhere? Do you kick off in the butchers when you see beef written down? Do you want money for that as well, do you?
I just thought it'd be nice.
Nope.
That's all.
Nope.
So none of the family get a key. The ma wanted a wine glass.
Nope.
Key
the last thing your ma needs is a wine glass, I'll tell you right now. I sport her.
Right.
Last thing she needs is a wine glass. To be fair, she probably just drinks straight from the bottle. You know what this wants? I'll give you free. You're not getting a hoodie, you're getting a t-shirt.
That'll do. Beggars can't be choosers. All right.
Well, I'll send you
okay,
t-shirt.
Thank you. Merch okay. is available what on the
what,
website.
What was that address again?
It's
exact. What was that exact address again?
It's Barry Beef, Beef Avenue.
No, sure, there's
beef,
a lane.
Beef Street.
No.
Down the beef. Beef Patty.
Beef Patty.
NE34BFG.
BFG, you remember that.
Good beef word. Friendly Giant. Thank you.
Yeah,
merch is available for all.
Okay, thank you. Oh, so when she hasn't queued up a noise of a phone going dead, she tries to do the noise of the phone going dead. And she still does the noise of the phone going dead in the accent of whichever fucking spurious character she was just doing. So there we go.
Merch is available.
All right, yeah, good.
Shagmarinoid.com. Is that right? Is that the right address?
Oh, it's just fucking how weird, man. Jesus. Just Google it. I always find it, do you not just find it weird? Whenever I'm watching TV or anything and they're like, and please, you know, go to the website and check this out and they say like the website word for it, just fucking go, just Google it. Just open your computer and just Google the thing. If you can't find it, fuck me. Oh,
welcome to 2020.
Google it or whatever, you know. If you can't, don't worry, don't buy it. Just leave it. Jesus.
All right.
Sick of it. My beef with you this week.
Oh, right. Oh, wow. Going straight in. Okay.
This has been ongoing. And I may have mentioned this before, but I don't even know if I have it. And I want to bring it. If I have, I want to bring it back up when we visit it. If I haven't, because I think I've been too scared to in the past, but I'm feeling brave.
Wow.
Have bravery. I'm feeling like I want to bring that big shout out to Stathlet's Flat. It's getting a series 3 on Channel 4. Boom.
We all need it.
Oh, God, yeah. I want to tell you right now. Mm. I'm sick of this. I feel it's double standards, and I'm fed up. As I say, I may have mentioned it, but I'm not sure.
All right.
When I have Robin for the day, when it's just me and him, when you're doing something, and I've got to have Robin, or I've got to take Robin somewhere, I've got to have Robin. It's strict from instruction from you. It's water, veg, fruit, no sweets, no toys, no magazine. Don't buy him anything. Don't let him have anything. Make sure he's exercising. It's like I'm taking the poor little fucker to a boot camp for the day. when you've got them, it's the land of milk and honey. It's like fucking Home Alone 2, Lost in New York. You're buying him magazines, you're giving him toys, he's fucking having ice creams, and he's watching his iPad, he's throwing money at him. Just Robin, hold this bucket. He has all this money off your mum. Yay. Oh, your dad's got it tomorrow. Chris, don't let him look at any sugar. If you let him look at some sugar tomorrow, I'll kill you both. I'm sick of it. Have you noticed you do this?
Oh, maybe. I don't
know.
You do.
I'm sick of it.
Do you know what it is? It's Chris, listen, I'm a working girl now.
Right.
Finally got some money in the bank.
Right.
Want to treat me a little bairn. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's bullshit. Yeah, I have noticed I do it. Because I just only recently, only during COVID times, because
no,
I'm miserable.
This has been happening
We're
a while.
All miserable.
I could go back through my notes and find that this was first noted down by me a while ago.
Was it really?
It is. It's just like, you got him today, Chris. What's he had? Has he had any veg? Is there? Oh, I've got him tomorrow, so we're just going to, I'm not going to have any 3 square meals. We're just going to turn on a chocolate fountain in the morning and strap his fucking face to it. He's going to drink that all day because he's with his mum. Fed up. Anyone, email in if your partner does this.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. That you're being really over the top.
No, it is.
You're landing
Logan. Rosie, I'm taking him to the shop today. I've got to go and get some shopping in there. Is it all right if I get him like a little magazine or something? No, he's had loads. No, don't. He's had loads. I've got him tomorrow. I'm buying him a fucking car. Sick of you.
Bullshit. I'm actually calling bullshit.
Nah, you do. I'm exaggerating for comic effect, but
yeah,
you do. You
right.
do.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
We'll talk about this later.
There you go. Okay, it's time for questions from you lovely people.
Questions from the public.
You lovely people.
People.
Got one here. Let's go straight in. This is from Louise. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Loving the podcast. So as we are all aware, your beef with each other is pure gold. Thank you.
Thank you.
What is your beef with people in general?
Oh.
So she's giving an example. She says, like, today I was trying to leave Tesco and basically it took me about 72 hours to get out of the shop because people just walk so slow after paying for their shopping.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they block the entrance with their trolleys. Yeah. I can get on that.
Hate people.
Yeah.
Hate everyone. Do you want to go first or me?
You go first.
Okay. Not so much people in general, but I cannot stand people who work in restaurants.
You're going to say the same one.
Am I?
Yeah. Yeah.
Am I really?
Yeah. Right. Hold on.
Okay.
Guys, this is going to sound like it's planned, but it's not planned.
No, hang
right?
On.
Right.
What's the question when you're in the restaurant?
Right, okay,
yeah?
Right, let's say it at the same time, right?
All right, hang on.
Hang on, so after when they're giving you a bill or when you're paying in a restaurant or when you're leaving the restaurant...
Mm-hmm. Or a clothes shop or something.
Or a clothes shop or any kind of service, they say, we'll say it after three. One, two, three.
What
you got planned
for the rest of the day? Yes! Is that yours? Oh,
that's literally the first one that came to mind.
Hate it.
So if you didn't hear that for the Goblin Guys, it's when in a shop or in a restaurant... Someone who's serving you for no reason will just go, what you got planned for the rest of the day?
They don't care.
They don't give a shit. They've been told to ask that.
I know.
When you're leaving a restaurant, they say, what you got planned for the rest of the day? And sometimes in shops, in shopping centres, they genuinely say, so you're just doing a bit of shopping today then? No, mate. No. Like, or does it go, oh, am I? Oh, fuck, is this a bag of...
Is this what this is?
Have I just bought this stuff?
Seen it on the telly.
Am
didn't
I
know
shopping?
What it was. Yeah.
Ooh,
shopping.
Like, I feel like the last of Sex in the City.
I just find it, as a person who's worked in restaurants and shops, I find it really, like, fake. You don't care what you're doing for the rest of the day. How many people have you asked that today?
What you got
like,
planned?
Think of something else.
I don't
just
want
anything. It. Anything at all.
Are we dicks? Please on social media, let me know. Are we dicks for this? But I just can't. I'm paying the bill. I'm about to leave. I've ordered me food with you. I've had a bit crack on with you. Like, you're taking me card out of the machine or whatever. And it's what you got planned for the... Oh, getting the fuck out of here is my first plan. And you are slowing that shit down.
Oh, no. Are we horrible?
I don't know.
Maybe we are.
Don't know.
Do you know what? I would never have got annoyed by that. But I've been married to you for too long. Mm. And your bitterness is rubbing off on me.
Hey, I'm not bitter. I'm a happy little chap. I'm
really you are not a happy little... Get lost.
Put your suntan cream on. I'm Maria Sunshine.
Yeah, absolutely not. I used to be a unicorn.
Do you know, I've started telling them now and then when I can be bothered. It's better if I'm not with you, but now and then if they go, got a plan for the rest of the day then, if I can, I will say a funeral. Just
that's
to shut them
one.
Down. I will say a funeral just to shut them down. Burying me best mate.
Ask me.
What you got planned for the rest of the day?
Couple of wanks. Can we do it?
Put some Skittles in my foreskin.
Should we do it? Babadoo, 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 ba. I enjoyed this.
Yeah.
It's very short. Hi, Chris and Rosie. Our safe word is cheesy muffins. What's yours? It's from Paul and Jane.
Oh, my God.
Right, I don't understand what? Safe words.
Right. Well, I'm worried about our listeners now, because that is... I mean, we started with the foursome on the first ever episode. If you haven't heard that, go back and have a listen at that. But that's... I mean, we've got... These are bondage people here.
Who are you having sex with? Edward Scissorhands? Do you know what I mean? Safe word.
So these are people who like it rough. These are people who like it rough. So these are, I'm assuming, if you've got a safe word, these are people who like to be hurt. So, but from what I understand from essentially Billions, the TV show Billions, where Paul Giamatti's character's into all that.
Oh, yeah.
The getting hit or whipped or slapped or the paddle across the bum or whatever it is. But the screaming, ow, stop, no, ow, stop, is part of it. So the ow, stop, no, ow, stop is part of the thing. It's part of the enjoyment for both of them.
Right.
So then when you say cheesy muffins, you go, all right, okay, that's the cheat code. That's out of it. Do you know what I mean? Plus, cheesy, I could, in the throes of passion, the idea of cheesy muffins will cheesy really, muffins. I mean, that'll have your erection hitting the floor in no time. Cheesy muffins.
Just make me hungry, if I'm honest.
I was...
Cheesy muffins.
Our safe word is cheesy muffins. What's yours? Our safe word is, I don't want to lie in your fucking armpit.
Our safe word is, if this lasts longer than 3 minutes, then we're not doing it.
Our safe word is, can you be arsed?
Our safe word is, not that one. I want to share a story about a guy I met online. Ooh, the joys of online dating, yes. In brackets. Turned up for our first date and all was going well. He turned up. Hooray!
Great.
Looked like his picture, etc. And conversation flowed until I asked him what he did for work. He then told me that he was looking for another job as he was not happy where he was. I started expressing some sympathy to this and asked a few more questions to find out what he didn't like. He then told me, rather proudly, that he was on a final warning for excessively loud and odourless, his words, flatulence. Final warning.
Final warning.
So...
excessively loud and orderly.
I've got tears in my eyes.
He proudly told me, final warning for excessively loud and orderless.
His words. By this point, he was smiling as if he'd achieved a gold medal or something. I was stunned and edged my chair further away. He finished the story.
What are you edging away for, my love? They're orderless.
I can't smell them, love.
You want to be plugging your ears, not your nose?
He finished the story saying he thought it was unfair and they just weren't his kind of people. All the colleagues had complained.
Oh, can I explode? He's the best person I've ever heard. Final warning. How did the first two warnings go?
Oh. Rob, listen. We've heard that you like the toot.
Final warning. Listen, Rob, look, the first couple of times were a laugh, mate, but people are furious. Yeah. Honestly, morale's dropped out there. You need to just stop it. What's he doing?
Listen, Rob, Moira was on the phone the other day and a client heard, and it's just too much.
Where did he work? Where did the work?
It doesn't say, but he genuinely thought it was really unfair and they just weren't his kind of people. She didn't see him for a second date.
Not this kind of people. I can see him, like I can actually see him just... Rob, what's the matter with you, man? It's natural, better out than in.
Funny, man. Smell the air, my boff is there. When she told him she didn't want a second date, he was really shocked. and said apparently it always happens to him.
Because, stop telling people you're on your final warning. And he's on another job. Fucking hell, I would love to see the reference he gets from that job.
what a div. So funny.
Imagine the reference. I see you were fired for your other job. Well, you're not going to believe why, mate. Bloody bunch of boring sods. Proper loud me farts. Class, right? Don't smell, though. Don't worry. They didn't like it.
No one laughed. Didn't get it.
Wait, where's the worst place? Where's the worst place he could have worked?
Oh.
Think of it.
Somewhere. Right. Building site.
Right.
One of them little cabins.
Do you reckon?
Porter cabin.
Right. I've got the worst one.
Right.
I've got,
come
I don't
on,
think
then.
There's anything worse he could have than
right.
this.
Right. Come on.
Chief Mourner. Marching along at the front of the funeral.
Do you know what though? I do find pumps funny.
Yeah.
But if it was all the time,
someone you work with, I'd be furious.
Yeah, and if, I don't know why I've got an image of them in my head. They're not odorless.
Nah, they're not.
They're not.
He thinks they are.
Nah, they stink.
he thinks they're odorless. Everyone loves their own brand.
Oh yeah.
He thinks they're odorless. They're not. They're minging.
They're absolutely not. I bet the worst. Oh God, everyone complained.
All of everyone in the office complained. Final warning. I love that. He's looking for a new job. So instead of just not farting, he's actively looking for another job.
I know.
In the interview, what's important to you in a job, sir? Well, I want to be able to fart with absolute impunity. I want to be able to let them loose whenever I can without being judged. Can you offer me that as an employer?
Imagine if he was a judge.
He wouldn't need a hammer. Babadoo, 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 ba. So, it's always good when we get an email like this. I always read it if it says this. Don't start lying and putting it on the emails. I shouldn't have said that. But anyway, please keep this anonymous. Then just wrote please again. Then just wrote please again.
Oh, what?
And just actually signed it off, anonymous listener. Even though our name and email address are above, but I'm never going to read them out. Before my friend and her boyfriend officially started seeing each other, he was messaging a lot of girls. And on the grapevine, we heard he'd slept with them too. Mm. They got together and he stopped liking the girls' photos and deleted them off social media and so on. Now, 6 months in, I've noticed he is liking one particular girl's tweets and Insta pics again. Me and my friend spoke about this and she said that she's seen this girl's name on his lock screen as a message, but he brushed it off saying that he was asking her about a job her uncle had advertised. What should my friend do? Is liking photos insignificant? Does this count as cheating if he's been with her before? What do you guys think?
Oh.
We love a bit of juice like this.
Right.
I've got to be honest. We bloody love a bit of juice like this.
Do you know what? It's just so complicated nowadays, isn't it? With relationships. Back in the day, you didn't... No, there wasn't the option to like people's pictures and stuff like that.
Well, yeah. I imagine back in the day, it was a lot more clear cut because it would be, where have you been tonight? I've been at that lass's house looking through all her photo albums.
Giving her a thumbs up every time I like that picture. That's a nice bikini.
Just looking at her
That's
and saying, like.
Can you imagine? Anyway, I stumbled across this recently.
Yes.
It's a bit of a story.
Mm, love a story.
But I just thought you might enjoy it because I was reading it and I was like, but then it's good. Mm-hmm. It's not a question or anything. It's just a story.
Not a problem at all. Hey, if you want to send me a little story, get in touch. shagmoundinoid@gmail.com.
That was nice for you. Well done.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say something sarcastic.
No, not at all. Okay.
Are you ready? A few years ago, I started a new job and at lunchtime, I walked into the local town to have a wander. I found a small cafe and thought, oh, this looks nice. I'll have a quick cup of tea. I went in and ordered a cup of tea and a four-finger Kit Kat.
Oosh.
Mmm. When I turned around, there were no tables free. However, I spotted a little elderly gentleman with some seats free on his table. I walked over and politely asked if anyone was sitting there. There wasn't, so I sat myself down. He was just sat there with his pot of tea watching the world go by, and I had my headphones in, casually scrolling through social media as you do.
I was sat minding my own business, having a sip of tea, and noticed the elderly man pick up my Kit Kat, open it, and have a finger. I was traumatized. I honestly didn't know what to do. I avoided eye contact and was messaging my friend like, oh my God, what do I do? A minute or so later, I picked up the Kit Kat and helped myself to a finger. Quickly followed by the elderly man helping himself to another. With one finger left, I rightly picked it up and ate it, screwed the wrapper up and threw it back on the table. I couldn't believe what had happened. Still no eye contact, yet we had just shared my Kit Kat. Five minutes later, the elderly man got up and left. I thought, thank God for that. I've never felt so awkward in my life.
That's terrible.
10 minutes or so after that, I also got up, ready to leave, put my coat on, etc., and went to put my phone in my coat pocket. However, it was at that very moment that I wanted the floor to swallow me up. I only pulled out the Kit Kat that I had bought.
No fucking way! No fucking way, man!
I had put it in my pocket after I had paid, as there were no trays available and I couldn't carry everything. So, basically, I had just sat there eating the elderly man's Kit Kat, thinking it was mine, and he didn't even say a word.
Oh, bless him!
I'm going straight to hell.
Oh, my God! That was... That was an epic saga.
Lovely,
that was
isn't
like
it?
That was like the Shawshank Redemption.
I know.
It had twists, it had turns.
I didn't think that was gonna happen.
He was the victim. Oh my God.
Poor bloke. She's just like snapping the finger.
As always, you beauties, email shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Send us your questions, your thoughts, your dreams, your hopes, your office polls. Or you could do what some people did. Which is on Saturday night after Strictly, Rosie was in the VIP tent bit that you go to afterwards.
Yes.
And Rosie said a collection of ladies had came up to her and told her one of the best stories that she'd heard for the podcast. I said, amazing, what is it? Rosie said, I'm not going to tell you, I'll tell you on the podcast. So much so, I've been looking forward to this because I went to the bar later on and the three ladies in question came up for a photo. Rosie spilt a drink on herself.
Yes, I did.
You spilt a drink on yourself while frantically running across the room shouting, don't tell him, I'm going to tell him on the podcast. So this has been built up, so
that
I'm buzzing
for
this.
That was nice because that was the first time I met Kevin Clifton as well.
Yeah.
And he just saw us spill a drink on us and probably thought, what a fucking clown.
Everyone, if anyone's heard this, they know you're a clip.
Exactly.
There we go.
So yes, so met these three lovely girls. I can't for the life of us remember the names. I'm so sorry. I think one was called Bay. A bow, like Beatrice. I can't remember. Anyway, they were absolutely lovely. Lovely, lovely girls. They stopped us outside the toilet. And they were like, we love the podcast. I was like, that's amazing. Thank you so much. They were like, we've got an amazing story for you. And I was like, oh, okay. Thinking.
Yeah. When someone says they've got an amazing story, it's normally a shit story.
Well, I did. I kind of thought, this might be funny and it might be not funny. But I was like, I'll hear you out.
Right.
So, one of them told me that she used to work with a lady who went to a wedding, a broad wedding, okay? It was in Portugal.
Right.
Morning of the wedding, it got called off. They were all in Portugal.
And the wedding got called off.
And it got called off.
Wow, okay.
The reason it got called off is the bride went into the honeymoon suite because she'd forgotten something. She went in there and the groom was with his mother. Can you guess what was happening?
No.
Can you guess?
I'm scared too. The bride went into
the honeymoon suite.
The night before the wedding.
No, the morning of the wedding.
The morning of the wedding. She walked in the honeymoon suite because she forgot something.
She saw her husband-to-be and his mother in there.
His own mother.
Doing something, but can you guess?
I can't guess.
Should I tell you?
I don't know if I want to know.
The bride walked in, found her husband-to-be, love of her life, sucking on his mother's tits.
Shut the fuck up. No way.
Apparently so.
No. One last bitty.
Do you want to hear what else?
There's more.
Not more. He was in his suit.
Why is it worse?
He was in his suit. And then
why
apparently.
Why is it worse?
Because I wanted to get a bit deeper. I was like, why? What did he say? Apparently, he said he does it when he's nervous.
Fucking hell, man.
Are you disgusted or shocked or amused?
I am. I feel sorry for them both.
Why?
The mom and him. The fact that they think that that's okay.
Why? Do not feel sympathy for them. Why is she letting him for one? Why is he wanting to? There's not going to be no milk in them anymore. Rosie,
I have seen you chew on a straw after you've finished a carton of Ribena. So don't you be giving it about that there's no milk in there anymore.
What do you mean?
You know, he's just after the...
He's after the chew. Oh, for God's sake, that's disgusting. No, unless there might be milk if he's done it consistently the whole time.
That is mental.
Because you keep lactating.
I can't get my head around it.
Isn't it lovely?
I don't feel sorry for them, actually. I think I'm angry at them now. I think I'm going through the seven
stages
of grief.
His poor bride-to-be had to walk in and see...
Fucking hell,
a husband-to-be sucking on his mom's boob.
That is... Oh, my God. I've gone all lightheaded.
It's horrible, isn't it?
That's incredible.
I'm glad I kept it.
I am glad you kept it, yeah. I am glad you kept it. But it's been rattling around my head knowing what that was. I've been so nervous I was sucking my mum's tit earlier on.
Shut up.
We've got some fantastic news for everyone. I mean, I don't know if you'll be happy or sad. Rosie, do you want to tell them?
So, if you remember, breastfeed and groom.
Yeah.
I like to call them BFG. Big friendly giant breastfeeding groom.
Yeah.
Him and his lovely...
Sorry, if you're not familiar with the story, the guy, I mean, you must be, if you listen to the podcast, if you haven't heard it, go back. The lady who went into her honeymoon suite on the morning of our wedding and found her husband-to-be in his suit, which is the worst bit, weirdly, breastfeeding from his mother. Them. Carry on.
They're back together.
Plenty more fish in the sea or not.
She's obviously saw past it and thought, you know what? Let's do this.
Wedding's back on. His mum's not invited.
Wonder if she started breastfeeding him now instead.
Oh, for
That mum has got to be dried up soon. I'm telling you.
It's horrible.
No, but come on.
It's horrible.
You can't be breastfeeding for that long. You lose... Oh, sorry. Children... Sorry about that. Just whacking the mic. They lose the ability to suck. After so long. Yeah, like after about 6 or 7 years old, they lose the ability to suck. Right. So I don't know what he's doing.
What do you mean lose the ability to suck?
Like the tongue doesn't go in the same position.
Oh, right, okay.
I watched a documentary a few years ago about children who were still breastfeeding.
Right.
And the little girl was about 7 and she was gutted because she couldn't do it anymore.
Oh, why is it that I'm so happy that she's gutted?
She was like it literally won't work. And her mum was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, but, Jesus Christ. Yeah, no. See, I have just mentally in my head stuck a big fat 2 fingers up with that kid right in her face, right in her 7-year-old face. Can't breastfeed anymore, can you? 7 years old. Life's shit, mate. Get on with it.
So funny. But yeah, apparently so. I'm still in the world of, is it true? Who knows? It seems to be true because
that
people really seem to be...
That story did the rounds. It did the rounds a lot.
Massively. It's been on other podcasts and everything.
Yeah, yeah. But
every time we speak to someone about it, and it's been people in London, it's not up here, they're like...
You can't just decide that only people in London are breastfeeding.
No, I don't, I'm just saying.
You know what, they don't do it in the north. You know what, honestly, you get inside that M25 and everyone's just sucking their mum's tits. It's disgusting. I'm sticking up for it. She didn't mean it.
I didn't mean it like that. I meant it. Anyone we ever talk to in London, London in work, in like offices, they always know somebody who knows them and they say it so with such, what's the word? Like,
such conviction. They're so convinced.
So I'm like, this is true.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Or it might be a London-based urban myth, but either way. I'm glad we brought it to the masses.
A London-based urban myth.
Yeah.
I like that.
Anyway, they're back together. So that's you know, that's happily ever after.
Do you know
after.
What? May they live happily ever after. Yeah. And his mum could always express.
Express yourself. Do, 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 do. Oh, you got to do now.
Express yourself. Oh, gosh.
I mean, just having to grow the fuck up. I still take issue with he does it when he's nervous. Fuck, he's a grown man.
You suck his thumb.
Bet he wishes he could suck something else.
What?
And I found him bent double, back spasming with his own knob in his mouth, and we wheeled him down the aisle like a closed clam.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Can I just ask? Mm-hmm. You're a boy, okay? You've had a penis your whole life.
I'm a real boy.
Have you ever tried to put it in your mouth?
Yes! 100%.
You're so all disgusting. 100 million percent. All want locked.
Oh,
up.
Rosie, come on, man. Oh, you're talking teenage boy here, man.
Have you really?
Teenage boy. I've got it. Rosie, I've got a really, really, really horrible thing to tell you. I've got a horrible thing to
I
tell
don't
you.
Think I
We've
wanna
got
know.
A 4-year-old. Oh, he's going to be a teenage boy one day. I'm telling you. He's going to be doing all kinds. He's going to be jizzing in socks.
Nah. There's going I don't want to know.
Yeah, he's going to be fucking the gap in the couch.
No, he will
Honestly,
not.
He will. He
what am I so for? I'll chop it off. I will chop it off. Absolutely not.
I've never even said this out loud, ever. I remember when I was younger, I tried to suck my own dick as a kid.
Oh, God.
And then I had a dream once that I could do it, and I woke up buzzing because I was like, oh, I think the dream was real, and I was like, oh no, I can't do it.
Weird. Honestly,
every single teenage boy tries it.
It's just like the most exotic thing I did as a teenage girl was have a look at me bits so I knew where a tampon went.
Like exotic.
You're drinking
a can of lilt while you did it. What do you mean exotic? A teenage boy trying to suck his own knob in a bathroom is exotic. I've been wasting money on holidays for you. Fucking hell, what do you want, a caravan? Exotic.
Exotic was
honestly,
the wrong
I've
word.
Met this new lad. You want to see him. He suck his own dick. He's so exotic. Do you mean erotic? No, exotic. It's exotic.
Does that mean erotic?
I don't know.
Oh, gosh. Don't. I'm clearly crying.
Oh, just being a holiday, it was dead exotic. Where'd you go? Skegness? It's not exotic. I was sucking my own dick while I was there. That is exotic as fuck, mate. Oh, I'm making you laugh today. I'm well happy. I love making you laugh.
No, stop. Because... Why now? All I can see is you, 14, trying to suck your own dick with a kid Hawaiian shirt on.
Oh, God. Oh, with 10 cc on in the background. I don't like cricket.
Oh, no.
I love it.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
So, Rosie, we spoke... Got a letter a couple of weeks.
Fuck, a letter? Letter, Chris.
Email, 19, I'm trying to...
Happy
it's
1997.
Christmas, man, it's all letters. We got an email from the person who had a cup of tea in the shower.
Oh, yes.
Which has enraged...
A follow-up one.
Well, no, this is from someone else, but it has enraged and enlightened the whole... Everyone's talking about it. Everyone on Twitter is telling the stuff that they eat in baths and that they, you know, stuff like that. I got an email here from someone, right?
Right.
Hi, guys. I was just listening to episode 94 about the girl who took a cup of tea into the shower, and I had to share my story. Mm. I think if I remember rightly, the subject of this email was something like, Chris will be disgusted, so I clicked on it straight away.
Oh.
And she's right.
All right. Has it got anything to do with Christmas?
Nothing to do with Christmas.
Right. Well, Chris, when I said to you, can you get some questions from the public for the Christmas bonus special?
One, it said Chris. That's half of Christmas. Right. Two, it said I'd be disgusted, so I had to read it.
Right. Great. Right. Come on then.
So a bit of backstory. About 11 years ago, I had just split up from my husband and I felt free as anything. So I thought I would enjoy a lovely hot bath and maybe a little snack in there too. So I just...
Right. So That's an intense marriage.
People celebrate different things.
No, but was she not allowed to have a bath?
From what I can tell, yeah, she was living like Cinderella.
I celebrated
this man ruled,
my divorce.
Ruled with an iron fist. Wow. I'm having a bath, love. You'll have a shower. You seen the water bill?
Oh, there is people like that. Oh, yeah, well, yeah. Good. Listen, good for her. Come on.
Well, you might not. Buzzing. Okay, buzzing right. I thought I'd enjoy a lovely hot bath and maybe a little snack in there too.
Yeah.
So I decided, what did you take in the bath, Rosie? I'll give you three guesses.
Okay. As a snack.
She's written snack.
What'd you have?
It's definitely a full meal, but you took it in the bath.
Okay. She's taught my language, right? Yeah. What you took? Great. Through what? Oh, you want me to guess?
You've got three guesses. Right. After your first guess, depending how far you've gone with it, if you're close or if you're too far away, I'll add the next little bit of a sentence in that'll help you.
Right. Okay. So she's saying it's a snack, but you're saying it's a full meal.
She's gone in the bath with it.
Right. Is it a sandwich?
No, but you're close. You are quite close. Go on. Next one. It's not a sandwich, but you're close in the way the food is consumed.
Oh, so it's picky food.
Yeah, it's like with your hands.
Right. A piece of cake?
No. You've gone further away. Oh. It says here, I thought I'd enjoy a lovely hot bath and maybe a little snack in there too, so I decided to order myself...
A pizza.
A kebab.
Oh!
Dirty, dirty sod.
Oh, right.
Dirty sod.
Right, well, you know... She's just split up from her fella.
Yeah.
She wants to have a nice bath.
Fucking
with her favourite food. And I tell you what, though, wash your hands straight after.
While. During.
Greasy. During, yeah.
During. Well.
Oh, kebab, and that is the least decadent thing.
You ready? Right,
oh,
you ready?
Sad.
I put my food on the side while I got myself settled in the bath, grabbed my kebab and started chomping down on it. Suddenly, bits of salad and kebab fell in the bath with me.
Nah.
So obviously, I felt I had to get them out as I'm not a complete animal.
Could have fooled us, love.
This is the best bit, right? This is
I can't it.
This for me is the best bit here.
I
right?
thought I was a bit of a scumbag. This is... No.
Gets worse, right?
It gets worse.
Before you ask, yes, I did finish my food wrapped in my towel, sat on the bathroom floor.
What?
So she was all dropping in the bath and she couldn't handle it. So right. She got out, wrapped herself in a towel and sat on the bathroom floor
this
and finished her kebab.
This
the
she didn't
thing.
Need she did not need to involve the bath element to this meal.
Could have just had a kebab.
You could have just had a kebab on the sofa watching the telly.
Yeah.
Why?
And before you ask, I would definitely do it again.
Really?
I just had to share, as I can imagine, the utter disgust from Chris, which is always fun to listen to. P.S. That's not why me and the ex split up. I never ate in the bath when he was around. Thanks, Herm. Brackets, I'll share my name as I'm not even embarrassed about it.
Love it. Well, good for you. That's amazing.
Well done, love. Well done.
That's amazing. Why?
Kebab.
Have I ate in the bath before?
Kebab.
I had a crump... A kebab. I had a crumpet in the bath once.
You had a crumpet
well,
in the bath
actually,
once.
Not that long ago. You brought me a crumpet
that was the other
whilst
week, actually,
I was in the
yeah.
bath.
That might have been after that email, you know. I did bring you a crumpet when you were in the bath. It might have been after that woman sent that email, yeah.
But there's a kebab in the bath.
Bit much, innit?
I just think baths are really sacred.
I just
and
think.
Really holy. And I just feel like...
But like the drip a lot. You're going to be getting like drips of like chili and garlic sauce dripping into your bath.
Yeah.
It's going to be sitting oily on the top. You're going to fucking stink.
And
you're essentially washing yourself with a kebab.
It's just not... I just know. I can't get on board with that. And where she got the kebab from?
Well, she ordered it, so it got delivered.
But then,
it got delivered, didn't
how
it?
Would you do your bath? Well, it's like having a Chinese takeaway in the bath.
Yeah.
It's just... No, I can't... Look, love, thank you so much. And I love you from the bottom of my heart because I'm a bath girl as well. And I've had a kebab before. But together, I can't agree with it.
No.
But I hope you're happy.
Yeah.
Now that you've left you. He sound like a dick anyway. You eat all the kebabs you want in the bath. Merry Christmas. Babadoo, 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 ba. I've come up with a new feature for the show.
Got a new feature. Amazing. Very exciting.
Yeah. So, do you know how we get questions from the public?
Yeah.
We'll do that in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just like an extra thing.
And okay.
Because... Obviously, we get sent a lot of poo stories.
Ovs.
But, you know, not everyone wants to hear about poo all the time. Well, I think people do, but I just thought we could once a week talk about a poo story.
Right.
The best poo story.
Okay.
So I've come up with a jingle.
Right.
Do you want to hear it?
Yes.
It's going to be live.
Okay. You've recorded it on your phone?
Well, no, I'm going to harmonise with the recording on my phone.
Good God.
Let's talk about shit, baby. Let's talk about poo and wee. Let's talk about all the good shits and the bad shits that have been. Let's talk about shit. Let's talk about shit with a little bit of shit. Let's talk about shit. Shag married and shit.
Hey. Oh, you used your phone as your own backing singer. That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. This one time at band camp, I used my phone as my backup singer. Fucking loser.
Does it sound good, though?
It sounded really good. I'll be honest with you. It sounded really good. I'm very excited for this poo story. Let's go.
Here we've got a little cheeky little poo story. Hello, Rosie and Chris. This is from Anonymous. They need to clarify
is it
that
now?
It's anonymous.
Have they kept it anonymous the whole way through, or are they going to fucking name themselves?
Eey, that was funny.
What a pillock.
I know. No, it's anonymous. My husband's friend spent a romantic night in a fancy hotel with his new girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
They got down to business, moving all around the bed, doing lots of different positions and different acts of a very sexual nature.
Good Lord.
I know. Fun and games. When they had finished and she'd gone to the bathroom, he noticed a massive skid mark on the pillow.
Oh, Jesus. What? Again, I'm going to have my catchphrase. What is wrong with everyone? I'm sorry. You know if you've got a skiddy arse. Don't be shagging someone with a skiddy arse. Go and have a courtesy wipe. You filthy pigs. You're filthy. You can feel. Do you know what I mean? You can feel it.
You know. It's uncomfortable.
You can feel if there's a bit of skid down it. Yeah.
So... Oh. Owing to what they had just done, he knew it was his.
Fuff.
It gets better.
I hate him.
Because it was very new relationship and he was embarrassed, he quickly turned the pillow over and had an idea started to form in his head.
Oh,
when she came back in and they were settling down for the night, he removed the pillow from the bed and recoiled in disgust, announcing that there was something on the pillow.
Jesus Christ. He marched down to reception with the pillow. Shut up, he did.
They both had a look and agreed it was a shit skit.
A shit skit.
He feigned anger, got dressed, picked up the pillow, and marched out into the hall with the pillow in hand to complain at reception. He went in the lift to another floor, left the pillow in the hall, and returned back to his room saying he had complained. They had apologized and taken the skiddy pillow away.
Wow.
This is all a true story.
What a guy. That's actually. So he didn't take it down, he pretended to. Very good.
He just left it outside someone's room.
So I'm assuming somewhere in our 10,000 emails, we're going to have another one of just a random person. One day I was staying in a hotel and in the morning I walked past and someone left a skid-marked pillow in the middle of the fucking hallway for no reason. It's the mystery pillow. We still talk about it to this day.
I think the thing I love about these poo stories, though, is the sheer, like, you would be mortified.
Yeah.
If that happened.
God.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, man. How are you getting? What kind of crazy sex are you having when you are basically at the other end of the bed, your arse is up near the pillow, the business end of the bed, scraping your arse along like a dog pulling his arse along the carpet, like a dog with worms.
Well, no, he could have been sat down on the pillow with his arse open.
Why does he have his gaping arse crack on a pristine white fancy hotel pillow? This man does not deserve to be in hotels. He should be his photo should be up in the reception of every hotel, and he should walk in and they should go, absolutely not, get out, hide the pillows, it's skid mark Steve, hide the pillows.
Oh God.
Animal.
I can't breathe.
Can you remember when we went at that hotel in Edinburgh? Can you remember?
Yes.
Yeah,
there was a
turd in the toilet. We're checking in to a hotel in Edinburgh. Really nice hotel. I don't even want to name them because I don't want to slag them off because they're lovely. We're checking in. Geek posh hotel. Went into the room, unpacked and everything. You went to the toilet and you came out and you were like, you seen this? And they were like, had you just had a poo in the toilet and you didn't want to admit you had a poo?
Absolutely not. I was going to ask you the same thing.
Wow.
No.
I remember we got a free bottle of wine out of
we
that because I went downstairs.
We got a nice bottle of red.
But I was at reception and I was like, I'll tell them. And I stood there. The lady was on the phone and there was no one at reception. I thought, right, I'll tell her. And I'm not joking. And the minute you put the phone down, I turned around. There was about three people behind us in the queue. And like, good day. I have just checked in and there was a chard in my toilet. Like, so I had to... I pulled out to one side and I don't know what you thought I was going to say, but I was like, there was a shit in the toilet and she was fuming, like, but we got a free bottle of wine out of it, which was good.
We did. Hotel deterred. It's time for the celebrity question. This week's celebrity question is from the wonderful Keith Lemon. He sent us around about five questions. Four of them made no sense. He sent them from the toilet, which was nice. So this is the last one. And he'll explain.
This is basically the only one we can broadcast.
Yes.
Just got one more query and then I'm going to wipe my ass and get off this toilet because I'm getting pins and needles. But you know what? Sometimes when I help my missus out, I get into more trouble for doing it wrong than I do for not even helping. So what I'm asking is, do you think I should just not bother helping or try and help and do it wrong, get into more trouble? Should I not help?
Should I not help?
Should I not help? So I think what he's trying to ask is it worth actually helping?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I mean, in general, I know that if you're doing something and I randomly come over and try and involve myself or help, you hit the roof, especially in cases of Robin. If you're telling Robin off or disciplining Robin and I just sort of put my oar in, you go berserk.
I know, because I got that shit nailed.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You're just interfering, getting in the way. If you're dealing with Robin, I'll make it my issue just to get out the way. And I'm like, you can crack on. But if I'm dealing, you're like micromanaging. I'm like, are you kidding me? I do this most of the year by myself.
Fair
enough. You agree,
but,
don't you?
But I do. And you know what? I can even see myself doing it.
Yeah, I know.
Like, it's like you'll be like, right, no, Robin, you're not having any sweets. And I'm like, you're not having any sweets. And you're like, why are you? You know what I'm like? You know when a rapper has got like the other rapper with them in hip hop who just shouts the last couple of words like a hype man? I try and be that. And I know how
you're
irritating it is.
Not getting any sweets.
Not getting any sweets.
You're not going to the soft play.
You're not going to the soft play.
No, I wipe your bum.
She wipes your bum.
You actually are.
I know how like I'm really, sorry. I know how irritating
you're
it is.
You're an echo. You're an echo. And it's infuriating. Oh, you've still wanted me beefs. That's on his list.
Oh, the podcast's becoming its own. It's eating itself.
It is, isn't
it? Honestly, it's taken over. Skynet.
That's one of my beefs. Micromanaging.
Well, you cannot have it. It's always a good day, guys, when a beef has been eradicated from the list. He lives to fight another day.
He lives to fight another day.
Day. Babadoo, 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 ba. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much. This was the best of. This was the 100th episode. Thank you so, so, so much for listening and sticking with us. We hope you enjoyed that. We haven't heard all that because we haven't had time, so don't know what that was. Could have been an hour of silence. Not sure. I'm sure it's good. We'll trust the producers. Hope you enjoyed it.
We did it at one point, so
yeah.
Being out there.
We've said that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you next week, guys.
There we go.
You've been listening to Shag Maranoi, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Can't believe you remember to do that. That's amazing. I'm very proud of you. Very well done.
Profesh.
Okay.
I've only had 2 weeks off.
Oh, it seems like a lifetime. Every day's a year. Ah!
Bye, everyone.
Roll on 2022.
Fuck.
Hey, folks. I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.